I'm Sydney Waters with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau, and this is your Consumer Handbook. Got a lap to spare or a hand to lend? Animal shelters could use your help. Several rescue animals could use a little time out from the shelter and a new home, and maybe you have a little extra time or space. Many shelters may be at capacity with dogs, cats, or rabbits in need of a home, and this is putting a strain on the staff and the animals. Because of this, area shelters are asking pet lovers for some help. Fostering a pet may be the ideal stress reliever for both you and the shelter. The Better Business Bureau has some tips when volunteering to help a shelter. Consider your time. Be ready to devote 30 to 60 minutes daily to pet care, walks, etc. Think about the best way to involve the whole family in daily care, from feeding to walking to playing and keeping an eye on the pet. If you are working from home, can you make a plan to keep your fostered guest entertained while on a conference or video call? Consider your space. Many breeds, larger ones especially, need a lot of room to run and play. Do you have a yard or a nearby park where you and your pup can get lots of exercise? Consider your family. A puppy may be a handful if you have young children at home. A grown dog with a calm temperament may be a better choice. Consider other pet family members. Are your other pets willing to bring in another member to the pack? Carefully think about the temperament and if there are enough places in the home for them to be apart when necessary. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.